Hi, you guys. We remember last week we had our live event with Dr. Gabriel Cousins and talking about something that we've discussed a lot and we're going to discuss a lot more because it's a really central issue in the club meetings, and that is changing instructions and theory, like how to manifest, how to change your habitual mantras and focus to what you want it to be consciously, and then have it actually affect your physical body and your physical life. And that's what that event was about. And so we have Dr. Cousins back with us for a few minutes here on a behind the scenes session and thinking about what we wanted to talk about. And I think that topic would be the place to start. Dr. Cousins, what would you want to share with people about changing things from theory into reality?
Well, there are two levels of thinking about it. The word "I do not consent" is an action. Okay? It changes the whole flow. Because we go along with some people think, well, if I kind of go along with it, it'll get better. Of course, it doesn't. It just keeps getting worse. The minute you say, "I don't consent," you have moved into action, because not consenting is a lot of work. And it is inspiring to other people. Right. So everybody's demonstrating that's in the form of not consenting. Okay, but yes. It's a mindset that determines your action. You're no longer trying to placate. And I think that's a very, very important thing. And right. Then part of not consenting is to take action according to each person. Some people will demonstrate. Some people want to do this. Some people want to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, my work is to share kind of information. So I spend a lot of time doing that. But that's a form of actively not consenting.
Right. And it's especially active when there's coercion involved. Right? Somebody telling you, you have to consent.
Right. Everyone is under coercion, period. There isn't a society around on the planet. I think some in Africa, I take that back. I mean, the South African president.
Yeah, I saw him.
Consent. Yeah.
That was great. I hope he stays healthy for a long time.
Yeah. That's so easy. Africa is basically leading the way in multiple levels. And
yeah.
They've assassinated a variety of African presidents in the last half year or two.
Tanzania and some other ones.
Yeah. And the point is, they're not consenting. They see through it. And because of their experience of white European countries in the U.S., they see through it now. Their amount of vaccine, getting shot, 6%. And what's the result? They have the lowest amount of COVID in the whole planet.
Right. Whatever the sickness actually is, I mean,
whatever it is, they have the lowest amount.
It's protecting them from the bioweapon, basically.
Yeah. And so they understand what's going on. Now, that's a form of not consenting.
Right, exactly. So that's an example of how to translate what you believe into what's visible. What about, since there is this issue of protection for people like what that South Africa president is doing, saying, "I don't consent publicly." You know, you're not supposed to do that according to the world rulers. There should be a level that I haven't seen demonstrated, but it's one of these many things that I feel is true, and we should be able to do it, where the energy field around you, which comes from your consciousness and what you experience as real, should be able to become physically strong enough to protect you, your body, from problems like assassination and other things like that. What do you think is, what's the missing key that we don't see that demonstrated everywhere yet?
Well, I don't know if that's exactly, you know, how many times have they tried to assassinate Trump?
Yeah, we know of several, at least. That's true.
There's probably in the dozens, okay? So, of course, what does he do? He has a very good security guard. It isn't right. just him. He's done the second part of it, is get a real good security force.
Yeah, that's certainly something that's accessible. I'm saying there should be a place we can get to where an individual can do it at will.
Yeah. I think it's true. You know, you can look at Star Wars, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Right.
So it's true that we create a field.
Yeah.
And that field does create a message.
Right. It's a different reality.
But we also have to be aware that the forces of darkness are also creating fields.
So our field has to get stronger than the negative field.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
It isn't just a good thought. You are dealing with people who are working on the demonic, satanic side of things. They have and the light will always win, but you have to really pay attention.
Right.
That takes a lot more effort.
And become clearer and more conscious all the time yourself, right? Because
yes.
we know that the dark governments, even not very high up, are hiring corrupt psychics who are among that small percentage that really have a power to do something, to go in and infiltrate people's thoughts and dreams and convince them to do bad things and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's up, but the power of God trumps it all. So part of it is having faith in God. You know, when I look at the big battle and I look at historically, you know, David and Goliath.
Right.
What did David do? He says, I have the power of God behind me. What are you trying to threaten me just because you're a giant? Don't waste
exactly.
my time.
So what I'm getting at here in this little discussion.
Hold on.
Okay.
We're still not done. I will call you. It'll probably be 5 or 10 minutes. Okay. Go ahead. So David and Goliath has his spear is that round. That
right. Big. Could be intimidating.
And they say, fine, God's with me. It's not my problem. Right. You just need to be God. And he picks up 3 stones. Boom.
Right. So the difference is, one kind of David says, here's what I memorized. I'm stronger than you. But underneath, he doesn't really feel that.
Right.
And there's another kind of David who's just, he is that. He's integrated into it.
Exactly.
So we just have to do that, right? This would be a good time.
This is what we have to do. We have to have that belief in ourselves and do what we can, you know, but it comes from that belief of a higher power working through you. That's how I say it. That's what David
had. Yeah.
He had not
just a memorized belief, he had assimilated it.
No doubt. He had no doubts.
Yeah, exactly. No doubts consciously, subconsciously, or anywhere.
Yeah. I mean, he did practice. I mean, he did defeat a lion with bare hands.
Right.
And he was just a kid. I don't know how old he was, 13 or something. You know, it wasn't.
So he did have some unusual background.
He had unusual strength and background. I mean, defeating a lion, what it is, broken its jaws.
But that doesn't mean that people who haven't defeated a lion hand to hand should give up. I mean,
no, but what I'm saying is he practiced.
Yeah. That's he did what was within his ability to repeat it.
He knew when he comes to confront Goliath, he knew he had the power to do it.
Yeah, it wasn't his first experiment, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I think that's important.
So start, if you haven't done experiments before, start, right?
Yeah, start
wherever you are.
Getting bigger. Right.
So it doesn't have to be like your first time is like life or death. It's like there are so many things within daily life that we have the opportunity to experiment to make it real.
And then you just get better and better at it.
Yeah. And you start having some confidence because you've seen, wow, maybe this stuff actually could work.
Right.
That's a different feeling.
Yeah. That's what David did. You know, it wasn't just a lion. I'm sure he did a bunch of things before he took on a lion.
Right. Right. Tried to make his dog come in from chasing cats and stuff like that.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I appreciate it very much. And it sounds like we're going to have a chance to at least look at doing some things together on a regular basis. So.
Yeah. And, you know, it'd be fun to hear from people what they would like to see. You know, but we're thinking of dialogues or, you know, there's two levels. One, as I mentioned, we have this whole radiation thing that nobody seems to be aware of. That was with the calls. We're trying to finish that paper.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a presentation by you next time we're able to do it, right? In the near future.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we have that. We have, you know, a nutritional kind of strength, but it's pranayama and it's meditation. It's a whole thing to build the terrain. That's another one.
What I'm seeing as a response to your proposal is a non-structured, regular conversation that takes place on a certain schedule, maybe live with feedback, you know, available.
Yes.
And any subject, whatever comes up.
Yeah.
And people could even suggest subjects too. So we'll see how it develops. Anyway, thanks for all the time. It was wonderful to get to listen to you.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And I enjoy working with you. So peace be with you.
Yes, and you're with you too, and I hope you have a good night tonight.
Okay, it is night. That's true. Okay, good.
Night.
Take care.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks. Peace be with you.